What's poppin', congregation? It's your girl, Lacey Mosley, a.k.a. Scam Goddess, back with another installment of the podcast Scam Goddess, all about robbery, fraud, those who practice it. Sometimes we love them, sometimes we hate them. And y'all already know, what am I? Excited, thrilled, elated. Y'all on my neck, so I'm gonna go ahead and give this to y'all early. So I'm gonna give it to you with a queen and do it right. Okay, so today we have an amazing guest that I'm thrilled for. She's an actress and an authoress, honey. She's a correspondent on The Daily Show for 6 years and voices the character Honeybee on Fox's hit animated show, The Great North, currently in its fourth season. Y'all know that's hard to get these days, okay? Amen. Now she has a new memoir entitled Hello Friends, Stories of Dating, Destiny, and Day Job. Get it anywhere books are sold. Congregation, please welcome Luce Sloan to the show.
Hi, buddies. Hello, friends. Hello, children. Hello, congregation.
Yes.
God is good.
Ain't he? Won't he will? Will he won't?
God's
will he
gon' do it? That must be a generational thing, because we used to say God is good all the time, and all the time, yep. God is good.
It's good.
Call a response. Call a response.
Yes, it is. And I love that we both have it. You look so good. And I know that you're working this book tour and doing all the things, so love that you could come and be hello friend to us. Hello, friend.
Hello. I think the last time I saw you was Sketchfest, I think. No. Love it or leave it.
We actually saw each other back to back. It was like Sketchfest, and the next week I feel like it was Love It or Leave It.
Yes.
John Love It. Yes. And we was kikiing. Yes.
It was, listen, and then you saw Adam Sandler and it was like, hey, boo. And I was like, what's happening?
That's one of my comedy daddies. So I was like, hey, comedy daddy.
It's like, you don't, it's so funny because like, you don't know who people know. Like, I know Andy Kindler very well. And so I remember, like, I was working on, God, this is years ago, Comedy Knockout. And I started calling Andy Kindler Andy. And all, like, these little, like, white PAs were like, is Andy Kindler your uncle? And I was like, no, I'm Southern and Black, so out of respect to call him uncle.
I mean, your name is Dulce. They're like, we don't know what the lineage is.
We don't know what's happening here. You don't know. Just like, I'm just a Black person with a Spanish name. Like, think of all the white women named Juanita back in the, like, they weren't.
Oh, yeah. That was an old school white woman name.
It was an old school white woman name where, like, it popped up and then we're just like, yes, we're all going to do this. And it's just like.
Well, yes.
I'm just, we're all exhausted. But yes, friend, I'm glad to be here. Listen, if anyone loves crime, it's me. But not like true crime. That makes me so, like, true crime is so intense. They keep murdering these white women.
Yeah, on their jogs home. And it's like a lovely white woman just taking a jog at midnight like white women do. And then they get murdered. We don't do that here. We don't celebrate. We don't laugh at that. Like, it's true con.
True con. But you think they would stop running.
No, never stop running, white women. Never stop running. I hope y'all on a jog right now. I hope you listening to this. And you're on a jog right now.
Pounding the pavement. Making sure that ass never gets bigger. Because why would you not want to be built like a skateboard with titties?
Oh, my God. Dulce. Now, you already said something that was tying into you said I love crime. Our first question always here is, what is your relationship with scams? Do you love them? Do you hate them? Statute of limitations. You could talk about a scam. We don't want the FBI knocking at your door. But
I'll say this. It's I don't like stupid crime. So if you're going to crime, know how to crime. Also, it's like there's a certain amount of scamming where I'm just like truly
crime good.
Crime good. Like good crime. But the crime harder. Like if my mother always told me, if you're going to lie good. Like don't be easy to catch, right? Certain things, I'm just like scamming the elderly, there's a special place in hell for you.
Yeah.
Really just called up some old woman trying to get her to do something. But I think there's certain scams where it's just like, the original scam, the con man, the confidence man, because it's always been about taking your coins. And that I've always wondered about, because it's like, why can't you go get a fucking job?
But why that is a job.
I get it.
Scamming is a job.
Oh, scamming is truly hard because to be a confidence man, because we don't realize the long form of con man is confidence man.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning that I came into your town.
Well, earned, she preaching.
Earned your trust, right?
Yeah.
Made you think that I really was going to build a well in this railroad town.
Build a well is crazy.
Building a well that you thought I came in with these schematics and was going to build.
A well is something underground that's already watered that you got to tap. You can't just erect a well.
Exactly. I've come out with these divining rods. I am a snake. I mean, the snake oil salesman. Like, truly, like, it, like, if you think about the snake oil salesman, is that not tummy tea?
Ooh, it is.
Is that the hair gummy?
And the skinny lollipop.
And the skinny lollipop. How are you going to lollipop your way to thinness? That sounds stupid. Because your girl.
But the way the Kardashians sold it, I was like, maybe I can lollipop my way to.
But the thing, but it also.
Starvation, said unhealthy eating habits.
But what they always did was put hashtag ad. That's what they always said. It was.
Well, they had to do that. Instagram started making it to where you couldn't just say it was like, I love this, like, ephedrine lollipop. You had to start saying that.
Right. But, like, the thing is, they weren't as bad as the other girlies because they had a reality show, we knew that they were getting up at 4 a.m. in the morning. They had gyms in their homes. So we know that they're working out and Courtney's not eating a carb since Obama. We know that. These other ones where it's just like, hey, I got this gummy to make my hair go longer. Bitch, we can see your extensions because they're not blended. If you're gonna lie, lie good. Don't sit up and tell me I've been eating these little teddy bear gummies and my hair is so long. I don't know why white women can't get their extensions together. They spend so much money for them, but there's no reason that a hood girl working at a Wendy's
got a hair bust down.
Hair is always laid. Even though she got a ball cap on, she still got her edges done. You see what I'm saying? So yeah. How is some girl working minimum wage always better than some rich lady because I can see the blend? I can see the blend. Because there's only one white woman I know whose extensions look good. I'm not even going to call her name out because I wouldn't disrespect her like that because people don't even know.
Right. Because if they don't know, that's what you want. Like, you don't want them to know. I'm the same way.
But what these white women are not doing is getting their, if you're getting your hair dyed, you need to get your extensions dyed.
Yes. And also, y'all, sometimes if you might need a little tape in to really get it right where it needs to be. I'm talking to all the girlies who wear extensions now. Because, like, I don't like a weave that just busts out of your head. Like, it need to be natural. It need to be cut.
But we're not doing that anymore. Remember? We're not doing it anymore. Remember, a weave used to be a lie. Oh, I got Indian in my family was the point of the weave. And then the weave became, I have a good weave. So I'm going to tell you this hair is not mine, but it looks good.
Yep. And y'all can go get them gray away sprays. I'm going to put y'all on business now because they'll say you've now inspired me. The gray away sprays, like the ones that like you spray it and it makes your hair dark. Those, you can put that on to clean up your hairline. You can put it on to cover up your extensions. You can get in whatever color your hair go to. Blend. Let's blend, girls.
Truly, I remember a mascara. Before they had the real spray to get it real specific.
That's still
the gray away. The gray away was literally just mascara for your hair.
Mm-hmm. And you can put some concealer on your part and make the part pop.
I'm going to tell you, as someone who has a large head, I believe.
I have a large head too. And my mom always made me feel good about it because hats make my head hurt. Like, I'm going to take this hat off right after we record.
Listen,
but
I've never been a hat.
My mom was like, it's okay to have a big head because that's how famous people are. Like Oprah, like you got to have a big head. And I was like, okay.
You know what? I'll allow it, mom. I'll allow it. That makes sense to me.
It's like, they got to see the face. You got to give face. But you said something in there that I really love. You like scammers who are on their job. They're standing on business. They're good at what they do.
Yes. If you're going to scam, this is the thing. Don't let me catch you. That's all I'm saying. If you're going to scam. Don't. If you're going to do crime.
With your chest.
With your chest. Don't still be in my city. And I know you did crime. Like for
be a passionate pilferer. Yes.
Right. Because like I went on a date one time and I think this man stole my credit card information. Ooh. What I think he did, because some people have photographic memories. I think what he did, he saw me pay for something. Mind you, we were on a, listen, I said date and I said pay. So I'm already bothered by the situation. But.
Right. Because date and pay in the same sentences. I was listen, I've done it. I've done it. It's crazy. I know my grandma's spitting in her grave because I've done it. But. Sometimes we be there.
I'll say this. Some of the things he paid for, some of the things I paid for, I still didn't like it. Also, he had duck teeth, which is fine. So, you know how
you saw my face. We can't, everybody can go see our faces. I was clocking. What is duck teeth?
His veneers were so bad that I don't know if he can bite into things. You see what I'm saying? His veneers were so bad.
Oh, he got Instagram teeth.
You know how ducks don't have teeth. And you remember like, you know how like Daffy Duck.
I didn't know that.
So ducks don't have teeth. They have like birds don't have teeth. And so,
I remember. Sucker and Succotash. Oh.
Yeah. So
that makes more sense now.
Well, that was Sylvester the cat. So you know how Daffy the Duck would like talk and you'd see these big teeth.
Yeah.
Because you expect things to have teeth when they're talking because it's a cartoon. His teeth looked like Daffy Duck's teeth. So they were very bad veneers. And so I was like, this man has duck teeth. And they were like very just solid. Because it was like, I don't know if there was a like.
It felt like a piece. Like
it felt like a flipper.
It could all fall out.
At any second.
I was at a dinner with a man who had a flipper and he flipped it out at the dinner. And it was very jarring.
Well, it's because he has to eat. But this man, his flipper didn't come out. But also he didn't eat. I think I saw he had ice cream or something on this date. I don't know what happened. So he wanted to get ice cream. I was like, no, I want real food. And so I take my card out. And the weird thing that happened is I took the card out. I paid and then I signed. And, you know, I just have like a real scribbly kind of signature because who's checking this shit?
Right.
And he goes, you always sign your name like that? And I was like, yeah. And I didn't think about
it. Why are you trying to think about how you sign your name?
I was like, that's a weird fucking question. And then a couple weeks later, the credit card company was like, we're sending you a new card. And so what I think what happened was is like, because my mother used to... my mother worked at AT&T. She used to hire the temps that worked in the office. Mm-hmm. And she said there was a mother-daughter team that came in and they didn't have to steal your credit card. The daughter could see the card, look at it, and then remember it instantly. So they don't have to steal shit. The daughter just had, like, she had, like, just a photographic memory and she just got card. So there was a couple of charges that came through and the card company was like, I don't know what he bought. The card company was like, we're shutting this shit down. They sent me a whole new card. Didn't even ask a question. But, you know, City National will play that shit. And then a year later, he texted me and was like, hey. And I was like, it was like, hey, Dulce. And I was like, you have the wrong number. Right? Because sometimes when people text me and I want them to know that's my number, I'll just go, oh, I'm sorry, you have the wrong number.
Oh,
and
I use fake names.
Hmm?
I use fake names. Like, well, if they hit me, I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm Tristan. I'm Johnny. Like,
so it goes, oh, I'm sorry. Clyde. You have the wrong number. And he texted me back, no, I don't.
Oh.
Have a great day. And I was like, I'm not even going to respond. I already told you this was the wrong number. And my homegirl was like, oh, he was trying to get you to engage. Because I was like, he could have. I've had people text me. I've texted people and it was the wrong number because they got a new number. So it was like, that's the closest I've had to like a confidence man kind of situation. But I mean, I'm sure he was caught at some point.
The rebrand of a con man being a confidence man. Also, love that your mom works for AT&T because she was covering you in the light. Because AT&T is a whole scam company. And she was like, I know what they doing. And she had
she retired from me. But she started with them when they were Bell South. Then they became Singular Wireless.
Bell South?
It was Bell South. She used to program pagers. This is when I was a kid. She used to program pagers. Then she started working for Singular Wireless, and we love Singular because they get all the best perks. And then AT&T bought Singular Wireless, and then all of a sudden, we don't have our box at, you know, Philips Arena anymore, and they're not getting free cell phones every 6 months. Because I used to get a phone every 6 months. Or like every year, we'd get a new phone. So they would give them new, so anytime a new cell phone, so I had the first camera phone, one of the first camera phones.
Not your debut in the camera phone. And also, they'll say, my grandmother worked for Bell South. Like,
bro, whose grandma didn't? We all worked for Ma Bell. But the scam of all, like, listen, but the monopoly was the first true scam, because it's like, hey, we own everything and stop us from doing it. What you gonna do?
What you
call
gonna do?
Somebody? Bitch.
Who you gonna call?
Congress?
Ghostbusters?
Call Congress. We pay all of them. Shut up.
Honestly, the same thing. Ghostbusters is doing more than Congress is. So.
Well, Ghostbusters will always do more than Congress because they will at least get something done.
Exactly.
That will benefit you.
Scams! Cons! So let's move into our first segment here. Benefiting. What's hot and fraud? This is where we warn our listeners about a poppin' scam in the zeitgeist, or more often than not, we get a letter from you all. As always, snitch on your friends, your family, your enemies at scamgoddesspod@gmail.com. Just make sure scam is retired, because we don't want to what? Yes, fuck up your bag. Love that y'all love that fuck up your bag tote bag. Like, that's just so funny and unexpected.
I love merch.
They'll say, I just need a fake name from you. Gender is a construct. We don't give a fuck. So.
Amy Brown.
Oh, Amy Brown.
That's my white woman name.
Your white woman name has Brown at the end?
Listen, my white woman name is Amy Brown. My black woman name is Keisha Johnson. My Korean name is Park Soon Mi. And my Spanish name is Estrella Calderon.
I think your Spanish name is Dulce Sloan.
No, it's Estrella Calderon.
That sounds like Dulce Sloan.
Ah, you get it? You get it? Estrella, because that's Spanish for star. And Calderon is my homeboy who got deported's last name.
My homeboy who got deported. It's a crazy statement. My homeboy who got deported. Be serious, Dulce.
Hey, man, this is what happens when you grow up near illegal immigrants. But listen,
I did too. That's how I learned Spanish.
Right.
But my homeboy who got deported is crazy. That's so funny. Okay. So I have to recover, y'all. Okay. I'm recovering. So Amy Brown.
Yes.
Amy Brown says, huge fan of the show, et cetera, et cetera. Amy, you listen to the show, cause you know, put that shit at the bottom. Cause I love it. I will read it, but can't do it at the top. So Amy Brown says, and I picked this one because you used to live in New York.
Mm-hmm.
That's so, awesome. I wanted to, I did too. It's so cold.
Ugh.
So much violence.
Ugh.
You don't sound like Doja Cat. Like, you were giving me the, ugh. Like, it's.
Girl, listen, sometimes, you know, it's a Yankee trash heap that should be burned down immediately. Like, I can't. And that's me being nice. Like.
Yeah, it's rough. I was like, I have to leave.
Girl, ice islands. Nonsense.
So Amy Brown says, I used to work in customer service, in quotes, I'm reading this, for this business called, in quotes, Shop NYC. Mm. Not Shopping NYC, like Shop in NYC. It just makes sense. That's in parentheses. Okay, I'm going to clarify for you. Whatever you need, queen. And the idea of the website was that we were in an ethical alternative to Amazon. I think at least $1 million was spent on marketing with all these social media ads about the revolution, in quotes, and encouraging people to make a pledge to shop locally. So they're like, we Amazon, but we on yo
block.
Zon.
Can I just go to the grocery store then?
Nah, you got to go to the cul-de-sac Zon.
Okay,
you got to
cool.
go to the street Zon.
Local boutiques, local.
Right. Shopping local.
Artisanal
baddie.
Right. Artisanal paint, artisanal blunts.
Dulce, you do give me, hello, friend.
Hello.
You give me artisanal baddie.
I mean,
we got the book, hello, friend, artisanal baddie.
Artisanal baddie. Oh, wait, before we do have to talk about a scam that was in the book, but go ahead.
Ooh.
Oh, you girls,
we can derail.
Yes, there's a scam in the book. So I used to work for this. First of all, the first scam was the job. So it was called Progress Energy. What are you going to do? And so I was working for a temp agency by the name of Randstad. Because again, what are they going to do? And so in the book, they're not in there.
I worked for a temp agency too.
Right. I worked for all of them. And so we're working for
Randstad. Did they ask you if you were on meth a lot?
No, they did not. But here's that's.
When I signed up. They had a questionnaire and it felt like they were trying to tell me like that they wanted me to say I was on meth. It was like, how much? It was like, it started like, have you ever used meth? And I was like, no. And then it was like, on a scale of 1 to 10, how much do you use meth? It just kept asking me about meth.
Okay, they had a problem. They had a problem. They had a meth problem. So I get hired at this job, and it's for Progress Energy, is a power company out of Florida. We're in Georgia. Okay. The policy of the company is that they don't have customer service agents outside of the state of Florida.
And this is in HelloFriend. This is in your book.
Yes. And so that's the first lie from the company itself.
So, oh, what?
So every day they would tell us what the weather was like in Florida. Because older people, elderly people would call. And so they would want to talk about the weather. And so like, well, how's it? And I was like, well, there's a 30% chance of rain and the barometric pressure. And my boss would pop in and be like, stop talking about the barometric pressure. And I was like, listen, you gave me the weather. I'm about to give the weather. What are you talking about, Ms. Don? So I'm just being an asshole. And so one day, so I'm not at work one day because I was doing extra work on a Tyler Perry show, Meet the Browns, right? And so I'm gone. And so this girl I was friends with was always at odds with this other girl she called Mud Duck. Now, the girl I was friends with, we'll call her Yolanda. If for some reason her and Mud Duck were beefing because they were both flirting with the same boy who I ended up fooling with, it doesn't matter, right?
Oh, the boy is mine.
The boy is mine.
The boy is everyone's. He's for the streets.
He was the streets. He was the calles. He was the buildings. He was the floors. So
the calles.
And the calles. And so one day I'm not at work and I come back to work and they're like, girl. And I was like, what? And they were like, girl. I was like, what? And I'm like, girl, Mud Duck got arrested. I said, what? They said, Mud Duck got arrested at work. I said, what? So mind you, all day we're taking people's credit cards so they can pay their power bill. She worked for another power company called Duke Energy that was through like 7 southern states, right? So she's talking to South Carolina. She's talking to Texas. She's talking to all these different places in the South. We only talked to Florida, and I was doing bilingual customer service, right? So apparently, Mud Duck was taking people's credit cards and buying herself lunch every day. Every day. And so now, mind you, the place, this is the thing. If you brought your cell phone out, you could get fired immediately because they didn't want you.
Now, was Mud Duck black?
Yes. And so was Yolanda. I said, this is a call center in Atlanta.
So now I'm on her side. Now I'm on her side.
Well, we want to be on her side, but here's the thing. She was being messy.
A queen.
Oh. But.
So she's being messy.
She's been doing this for months. Guess how she got caught?
How?
So she used the credit card information of a man in Texas to pay her rent. Now, mind you, somebody's not going to notice. Because, like, somebody stole my credit card information. You know how I caught it? Because they were buying weave online, and they went to Wingstop. And I hate Wingstop. So that's how I caught somebody to steal my credit card information, because I was like, Wingstop? Ugh!
Wingstop! Cut this shit off. And that's what they do. They go to, like, Domino's Pizza is the biggest place that starts, credit card fraud. They'll copy your phone at a gas station, and then little boys in Brooklyn will go to a Domino's to see if you got money on it, and then they'll run your shit up. Yeah, so Wingstop, yeah. So Wingstop don't give a fuck. They like, you stop it here.
They put sugar on fries. Fuck them. And so Mud Duck had paid her rent in Georgia using this man in Texas credit card information. So the wife sees the credit card statement and it was like, who the fuck is this? Stole some white man's credit card. And she was like, who the fuck is this? Whose rent are you paying in Georgia? So she almost
went full Keisha Cole. She was like thinking about cheating.
Right.
And she was like, you're cheating.
And she was justifiably upset. He's like, I didn't do it. I don't know nothing. I don't know what the fuck this is. I don't know who this is. So mind you, if you pay your rent, your name is there. And they immediately cut. And so it's like, oh, this is the person who rent we paid. Whose rent did you pay? Because now the cops got to find out. They pulled up to the job. And that's when they found out that when they looked through what she was doing, they found out that she was using someone. Also, she told us before she got arrested that she was bragging about, well, you know, I'm going to get myself my lunch from here today. And I got this credit card. So you couldn't bring your phone out because they thought you might be stealing credit card information. But what they did do was give us pieces of paper to write down people's credit card numbers so we didn't have to repeat the number back to them. So you think I can't slide this piece of paper in my purse, but my phone will get me fired? So every day she would write down a number and then call some place and order her fucking lunch.
I'm on her side.
When I tell you the cops rolled in, because the thing is, once she paid her rent, ma'am, that's fed time.
Damn, I hate that for her because if you're stealing to pay your rent, to me, that is so cunt. That is so like fuck capitalism. Like she was like, I'm paying my bills. I'm doing what I need to do on your dime. Love it. And lunch, love it. You need to eat to survive, and you need to have a house over your head to survive too. So she was using it very ethically. It's giving Virgo. It's giving like she was a thief, but like a Virgo thief. She was like, I'm gonna use this to pay my bills and like
But if she was
organize
smart,
my
what she would have done is
spreadsheet.
gotten a cash advance off the card and then paid her rent. Because she paid the rent directly to the leasing office, they were able to go, oh, this is whose money it is. But if she'd have got a cash advance off the card and then went and got a money order.
Oh, Dulce, this is so hello, friend. Back to what you said in the beginning, you weren't impressed with her scam. You were
No!
like, scam better.
B.
Don't put your name on it.
Why would you put your name on it? So people are gonna pay attention to $12 at a fucking Chick-fil-A, but they're gonna pay attention to $1,500 from Jasmine and Winter's Chapel. The fuck?
That's good rent, though. 1500? I
I mean, this is also
wish.
Georgia in 2010.
Oh, okay, yeah, so it was bussing. So back to Amy Brown.
Yeah, sorry.
No, that's we love it here. That's what we love. Hello, friend. So Amy Brown says before fake Amazon, shop local, all that, right? Fake Amazon site she's working for. The problem was local businesses didn't want to agree to be on our site. Small businesses couldn't really take that kind of risk on a startup. So most of our site was super bougie little boutiques that sold like $80 socks and $25 tweezers. So to make up for that, there was a whole section of our site called in quotes, Brooklyn sourced home goods, which was sourced in quotes from the Brooklyn Bed Bath and Beyond.
I love this.
They were like, oh, this is artisanal from the man. Like,
We
don't
gotta
worry
fill up
about
the
that.
site. We gotta fill up the site somehow.
Don't worry about that, sweetheart. Don't worry about that, sweetheart. So basically, we were illegally buying and reselling from Bed Bath & Beyond. We illegally uploaded Bed Bath & Beyond's inventory. They went out of business. Yeah, you might have been a part of this, Amy Brown.
Well, they're apparently the brick and mortar stores are no longer open, but the website is still around.
Listen, we need the Beyond.
I
I
need
need
the
it.
Beyond. I did not walk in here. But also, one, I needed some fucking bed because who else is selling bed in a bag? I need a bed skirt.
Who?
Who?
Who's selling Bed Bath and Beyond?
I need the Beyond. No, I
I
didn't think I
wanna
need.
go there. I need the Beyond.
I didn't think I needed a fucking Pikachu wine opener. But I guess we're here
But
now.
Beyond
The
gave it to
Beyond.
you.
I
But
needed the fucking
Beyond,
Beyond. Ugh. So they upload.
I got a cutting board from Beyond. I've gotten so much from Beyond.
So much from me. Listen, I've never gotten the bath out of there. I don't think I ever got the bath.
I don't think I ever got the bed. I got the Beyond,
I
though.
got the bed because the number because somebody was like, if they close Bed Bath and Beyond, where am I supposed to argue with my mother in public?
Actually is a very fun place to argue with your mother in public.
I also found out one day when they were stalking that you know how. And you're in like the bath area, all of the towels where it looks like it's all towels, like stack, 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 stack. It's just foam with a towel in front of it. It's just foam. I was hurt when I don't know, and I don't know what
Triggering.
I felt deceived because somebody was like, they were switching the towels out for like the seasons. And I just saw this piece of foam that had been cut into like just bumps, right? And it was just one single towel. That is glued down to cover all of the ridges. So it's not a stack of towels. It's just foam that is cut out.
You were bamboozled,
I was
led astray.
hoodwinked, led astray.
Oh, that so. Bed Bath
Shannon.
and Beyond caught on a few times. This is Amy Brown. She says, Bed Bath and Beyond caught on a few times and shut us down. But we always got around it and got back to scamming. There was a whole lot of other mess, obviously. I'd get calls when I was off the clock from the CEO. That's not obvious to me. And then in parentheses, Amy Brown says, obviously a rich white woman. Well, that is obvious to me. A rich white woman would call you off the clock. Like, I'm on my clock. We're all on the same clock. Love that. and she would verbally berate me. Don't love that. There was a COVID outbreak in the warehouse in 2020 that was kept hidden. We sold loads of alcohol without carding, et cetera, et cetera. So yeah, I was over here getting the teenagers drunk. Okay. Oh. I'm still on your side, Amy. I wrote a letter with my other coworkers with a list of demands for better working conditions. The CEO then called me and yelled at me for using strong language like demands, in quotes. Then the CEO sent out a company-wide email saying we talked and it was just a misunderstanding, in quotes, and we'd have a company forum to talk over these issues. She got clocked by somebody else, that CEO. Mm. Yeah. So she was like, oh, we're going to have a meeting so we can all have our feelings out. And then Amy Brown says, in parentheses, which obviously never happened. So she just sent out an email saying, I intend to talk to you, and then do it.
Ooh.
And Amy says, I quit basically right after that. Now I work as a pre-K teacher, and honestly, the education system is its own scam, but at least the kids are good. I'm a messy bitch who loves receipts, so here's some customer service emails and Slack messages from my time there.
Bro, fuck Slack.
Fuck Slack.
Fuck Slack.
I'm going to read one or two. Let's see. This is one from the Slack. Amy Brown has blurred everything out of the names. It says, we have a comment on IG asking, where's your Black-owned business category? Do we have that collection set up? If I recall, we don't have one set up because doing that would highlight how few we have. How few we have? Wow. Now we property again.
Wow. So basically,
if we have a Black owned, they're like, they're gonna see that we don't have
if we own so many
Blacks that we own. We don't own enough Blacks to do this.
If we say Black owned business and you find out of the 433 companies on here, we only have one Black owned business, we'd be telling on ourselves.
Robbery and fraud. So on the Black owned note, yes, we're just going to go into our historic hoodwink. And this is something that everybody has been DMing me, texting me. It's viral.
I'm excited.
And I want your opinions because your opinions are so good, Dulce.
Thank you.
Hello, friend. Give us the friend. Okay. They're going to get the book. They're going to get the friend. They're going to get the scams of the book, everything. So we don't scam our journalists. So this was researched from Charlotte Cowles. First-hand account of getting scammed in her article, the day I put $50,000 in a shoebox and handed it to a stranger, I never thought I was the kind of person to fall for this scam.
This bitch had $50,000 to put in a shoebox?
And yeah.
And you didn't think it was a scam? You put $50,000 in a shoebox. You put $50,000 in a shoebox and gave it to a stranger.
I do want to say up top here, because we are both Black women, this is a white woman. And that's not shade. Duh. It's just some white women, y'all have a different relationship with authority, with police.
Yeah.
Y'all think they're here to protect you and property. And we know from the other side that we cannot trust them. So the this is not a scam everybody will fall for. However, I said this on Twitter, and I want to say this on Wax. A lot of people get arrogant about scams, and there's an ego about it because it's tied to shame. Mm-hmm. So when you're ashamed of something, your ego takes over. You don't tell your friends. Shit is weird. You want to protect yourself. You want everyone to think you're smart. You want everyone to think everything's all good, right? The ego ties in. And that ego is actually what is harming you. Let that guard down. Let that ego down. And if you know anything can happen to you, like, it frees you. And it's also depressing because then you realize the world can happen to you. So this woman, like, everybody was dragging this woman on the internet, like being like, oh, I would never fall for this. I would never fall for this. It's twofold. We both Black women. And you like a scam that's impressive. We would never fall for this because we would never implicitly trust the police. And I'm leading it a little bit, but y'all know where we're going to go. But this may not be your bait, but I pray that everyone who listens to this podcast doesn't meet the right fisherman. Because right. there's something that can scam us all. There's something that preys on our needs, our weaknesses, our insecurities. There's something for all of us. Mm-hmm. So this ain't for us because this is like a rich white lady scam. We ain't put $50,000 in a shoebox. We ain't doing this. But I'm not going to punch down on her because this is her fisherman. Like, this is her thing. So how it started. A financial advice columnist for The Cut, a digital lifestyle publication, gave a stranger $50,000 in cash in a shoebox after an out-of-the-blue call on Halloween Day. They convinced her that she was the victim of a drug-riddled international identity theft scheme. At noon on Halloween Day 2023, Charlotte Cowles received a call from a woman with an Amazon caller ID, and she said she was Krista from Amazon customer service and that she wanted to verify unusual activity on her account. You were talking earlier about your card being shut down. The call was being recorded for quality assurance, and Charlotte was asked if she had recently spent $8,000 on MacBooks and iPads. I got scammed by that on Twitter. Someone took over my Twitter and said they were selling signed MacBooks, so it'd be happening. Charlotte had not. And when she checked her Amazon account, no orders had been made without her knowledge. Krista, the scammer, said the purchase had been made under one of two business accounts. Charlotte did not have business accounts, and she and Krista agreed. It felt like she was the victim of identity theft. Because she's like, I don't got no business accounts. I don't know what you're talking about. I ain't spend this money.
Yeah, that sounds weird.
Krista agreed to flag the fraudulent accounts and freeze their activity. She even had a case ID number ready for future reference. So this is Krista, the scammer. So she's like, I'm going to flag the accounts. I'm going to make sure we freeze it. And I got a case ID number. And she was just like, 1234-766-55231. Just said some shit. But it was giving. So Krista, the scammer, went on to explain that Amazon had been having a lot of problems with identity theft and fake accounts lately. So much so that the company began working with an agent of the Federal Trade Commission, the FTC, to refer defrauded customers to. And that's like stocks. Like FTC is like, that's where the stock girlies get in trouble. She then, this is Krista, the scammer, transferred Charlotte, the white woman, to a man named Calvin Mitchell. Calvin
not
said.
Not transferred.
Yeah, ooh, pop the line. Like,
wow.
Hold on.
Hand
listen
the
to
phone
some.
To somebody else.
Listen to some Michael Bublé in the middle. So Calvin said he was an investigator with the FTC. And then he gave Charlotte, our Mark, our white woman, his badge number and direct phone line, stating that call was being recorded. I don't know why scammers are being like, call is being recorded is now like the calling
card. People think they can't be scammed if someone, if there's the call is being recorded. Because when I read customer service, people were like, well, I don't consent to me being recorded. I was like, well, then I can't talk to you. But I don't want to be recorded. Or it's, well, I'm recording this call as well. And I'm like, okay, I don't care. Do you want to pay your light bill or not?
Rob is being recorded. Like,
nonsense.
Oh, I can't get robbed if it's recorded. Like, very. So the new guy, Calvin, he's telling Charlotte he verified her information by reading the last four digits of her social security number, home address, and her date of birth. You can get all of that online.
Mm-hmm.
So then Calvin, the transfer call scammer, now he's saying that 22 bank accounts, 9 vehicles, and 4 properties had been registered in her name.
She's an idiot. You can't even do that.
Okay, but he said FTC. That's rich white woman language. I kind of get why. If I was in a rich white woman pool where my life wasn't the life that I have, maybe I would believe that someone called me from the FTC and was like, someone has had, they have 22 bank accounts. They have 4 properties. They have 9 vehicles. Like, you know, I would believe this maybe.
What bank, what cards, what properties? Let me look this up. I will call you back. I'm not verifying anything. Because I've worked in phones for so long. It's like anyone can call and tell you anything. So even this could be a lie, but go on.
They'll say so unimpressed.
Girl. I mean, I'm impressed by the fact that they transferred.
I love that you're unimpressed. I love it.
She makes me mad. Because if someone goes 9 properties, like, bitch, what kind of credit do you have for you to get all this info? Her credit must be immaculate. Right.
That's what I'm saying. She got privilege. Like, her credit is giving privilege. So, Calvin said the bank accounts had wired more than $3 million to bank accounts, mostly in Jamaica and Iraq. He pressed her. Do you know someone named Stella Suk Yi Kwong? And she said, no. And he texted her a photo of her ID. Calvin texted this photo to that woman under her name. So it's like he texted her a photo that had her picture and somebody else's name. And he said that it had been found in a car rented under her name that was abandoned on the southern border of Texas with blood and drugs in the trunk. Not blood and drugs. Blood and drugs? His story continued to say that a home in New Mexico had been attached to the rental that had been raided, and authorities found drugs, cash, and bank statements registered to Charlotte's name, the white woman, and her social security number. He was like, yo, SSN is on this cocaine. You got weed with blood on it.
If anybody, listen, this is why you have to do, this is, ugh.
So for proof, Calvin texted Charlotte a photo of drug bust with photos of pills and money stacked on a table. His story concluded with telling Charlotte that there were warrants out for her arrest in Maryland and Texas, and she was being charged with cybercrimes, money laundering, and drug trafficking. Meanwhile, Charlotte texted her husband. She got a husband? I ain't know. I'm in deep shit. My identity was stolen, and it seems really bad. Immediately, Calvin told Charlotte not to tell anybody about what's going on. Everyone was suspect, including her husband. So now he's like, separate yourself from everyone you love. Let's take out anybody who could tell you this is stupid. I want you to get away from them.
Oh, girl, I would have already been on speakerphone with my husband.
Because that's what you do. Like,
I'd have been like, husband, hey, I'm in trouble. Here, talk to this man. Honestly, I don't even know if I would have talked to the man. I'd been like, husband, here. I can't handle this. This is too much.
And then Calvin asked how much Charlotte, our white lady, had in her bank account. A combined total of $80,000 in her checking and savings. She told him. Calvin promised he was going to keep her money safe and that he was going to transfer her to a CIA agent. A CIA agent. Now we were FTC with Calvin. Now we're CIA. He was the lead investigator on her case and would tell her what to do next. The man who answered next had a British accent. He was British. No. He was giving British. No. And he called himself Agent Michael Cyrano.
No.
Hey, British. Hey, British.
Can you be foreign and work for the CIA? Can you be foreign born and work for the CIA? Like, I know they let anybody join the army.
It's not president.
I get it. But I'm like, as soon as I hear another accent on the phone, I'm like, bro, no. Okay, so now British man is on the phone, and now
but that's not classy. If you're rich, it's not classy.
If a British man gets on the phone and I'm talking to the CIA, I'm hanging up the phone. No.
Really, Dulce?
I don't
know. Because I feel like...
No.
How... If I say this in the title of your book, hello, friend.
Right. Read my book in British accent. What I'm saying is that if you in the CIA and you're not an American, I'm so sorry.
Damn. Okay.
Listen, America is trash, but one thing she will be is racist. And classist.
Xenophobic,
yes. If you say you work for the American government and you have an accent, it's a lie.
That's true. It's very true. But do you like this? Is this working on you? I don't know.
It's working. I believe you. But what I will say is, girl, you're not going to tell me you work for America CIA. And then your accent is British. Click. Nope. There's someone scamming me. No.
So he was having himself clocked because like you're saying about the he British, I ain't fucking with it. He was like, I know I'm British, so look up my information and go to the FTC homepage and look up their main number and wait. And then he called her from that number. And you can clone numbers. You can call people saying you from anywhere. You just have to call it back and it'll be the real number. but you can clone numbers. So he did that to her. He cloned the number, right? So she in deep.
Also, his number wouldn't have been the main number. He would have been calling from an extension.
But with AI and cloning numbers, when a number shows up on your phone, it can be the number that you want it to be.
But a doctor's office would be the main number. Okay, cool. Got it.
But when you call it back, it'll be the real number. So anyway, okay. Charlotte suspected that he was spoofing the number, but Michael assured her. He said, "It's a government number. It cannot be spoofed." He gave her the same story about the drug bust that Calvin had given to her.
Wow.
She wanted to talk to a lawyer, but Michael warned her that she would be considered non-cooperative and potentially arrested if she did, threatening her safety. Like, oh, you want to talk to the cops? Like, they gonna think you a part of it. They gonna think you the criminal. Like, so... Also, I don't like when people, like, give too much up top. If people give you too much up top information-wise, like, why are you telling me the number to the website? Why are you trying to prove to me who you are who you are?
Nonsense.
If you gotta prove to me that you are who you are, you lying. Like, because why are you doing that? So, Michael... I'm not on your side, love. I'm not. I'm sorry. Chip, cheerio. The next steps were for the CIA to freeze all their assets in Charlotte's name, including her bank accounts. The CIA, the British CIA, they'd also deactivate her social security number and get her a new one. A new social? I think you get one of those when you're born.
You never can get a new social security number unless you go into witness protection.
A new social bust down? I ain't never heard of that.
It's not even possible. You literally have to die.
Yeah, because this is all them saying, we're going to do this for you. And she's like, I got to get a new social. That's honestly, though, she's so rich that she probably thought, I can get a new social.
I can't.
I want to be that rich. Dulce, you're going to be that rich. That one day you're going to be like, oh, socials? I go get one at Ross.
Right. A new social security number Target? All the time.
By monitoring any activity under her old number, they'd be able to catch the criminals. But she would need enough cash to support herself for a year. She told Michael she needed $50,000. And he replied, you need to go to the bank and get that cash out now. Ugh. You cannot tell them what it's for. I forgot he's British. Then he told her a colleague, an undercover CIA agent, would meet her at her apartment at 5 p.m. and guide her through the next steps and leave it on speakerphone so that he could hear in the meantime. At the bank, she asked the teller for $50,000. The teller raised her eyebrows. Telling you something.
Right.
Counted out her cash, handed it over with a sheet of paper that had a warning against scams. A warning against scams. You know, normally when you in a bank robbery, you passing a note to the teller and you saying, this is a robbery. Like, don't hit the button. We know the button's there.
Yes.
The bank teller was telling her, something ain't right here. Sistren, the universe is telling you. Here we are. So part of that money had been set aside for an emergency fund.
Mm-hmm.
And another part of it was inherited from her grandfather. I'll be telling y'all, call y'all grandparents, because if you don't, the scammers will, and you're not going to have nothing to inherit.
Exactly.
Listen. I mean, she gave it away in a shoebox, but listen. So her grandfather had saved this money for his grandchildren, right? So she had the inherited money, and she had the emergency fund. So when Charlotte arrived back at her apartment, she suddenly had doubts. She accused Michael of not being a CIA agent. He sent her a photo of his badge and said, I don't know what else to tell you. You can hang up and put yourself and your family in danger. Wow. Do you really want to take that risk with your young children? Not the babies. Not the unemployed babies. This is crazy. Not the children. They the future. Like Whitney said. Oh, no. This is down bad. We down bad. Charlotte concluded, I don't trust you at all, but it doesn't seem like I have any other choice. She was in deep. She couldn't pull out. She was too deep. So when she got home, Michael told her to get a box to put the cash in, take a picture, tape it shut, then put a label on it with her name, case number, address, a locker number he gave her, her signature, and then take another photo and text it to him.
Wow.
Now, this is what I always say about lies. when people are lying to you, they often give you too much information because they're trying to convince you that something is real. So Michael over here trying to convince her that this ransom is real, her children are under threat, her grandfather family inheritance money under threat. But I'm going to clock the lies here for you because there's too many when he's telling her what to do. And here they are. Michael told her to get a box, put the cash in it, take a picture, tape it shut.
How?
Label it with her name, case number, address, a locker number that he gave her, and her signature. Oh, and wait a minute, we're not done. Take another photo and then hold up.
Wow.
Text it to him. That's too many steps. He was trying to make it seem like we professional. Like, that's too many steps. For crime? We know how to put money in a box. What are you saying?
Mm-hmm.
He got so many steps that I'm like, this.
Yeah.
Too many. Like, this is a scam. Like, way too many steps. This is giving me like an Instagram photo. Like, it's like, you know that black lady who be climbing up the steps every New Year? I call it Sisyphus, climbing up them steps, like too many steps, way too many steps to get the job done. It could have just been like money, shoebox here. That gives me more crime. This is giving me pageantry. It's giving me like, yeah, you don't even know how crime work, Michael. So then Michael explained that all of her assets were part of an investigation involving a money laundering charge and that her cash was secured and exchanged with a government check. I mean, the government backing it up. Okay. Then it would be considered clean money. So now he's like, he did what he did before with the FTC and like imbibing this mm-hmm. essence of there are government agencies that are powerful than both of us and they're involved and they're going to give you your money back and it's cleared. It's like, I just wish she wasn't so privileged. Because this would not have happened to her. I don't like scams happening to victims like this. Like, she embarrassed, but she shouldn't be. But this happened to her because when you can clock your insecurities, when you can let go of your ego and realize anything can happen to you, then you don't have to worry about this happening. But she was like, oh, well, the government, I'm a white woman. They protect property and me. And every time he said a government name, her coochie jumped. She was like, oh, yes, the government. Like, Uncle Sam. Well, Uncle Sam pointed and was like, what does he say, Uncle Sam? He said, I need you. Uncle Sam was like, I need you. And she was like, oh, finger me, Uncle Sam. Like, no, don't let Uncle Sam finger you. Like, what's happening? What are you doing? So a little after 6 p.m., after being on the phone for nearly 6 hours, so now he's breaking down her mental because she's been on the phone for a long time, so he's creeping in. Charlotte met an SUV at the curb in front of her apartment and put the money in the back seat. SUV, nice touch, Michael. Because if you're robbing me, you either need to be on a motorcycle where you can get away real fast and swerve the lanes. That's a robbery vehicle. Or a black SUV, because I'm like, ooh, that's so classy. You the president robbing me? Love it. So she puts the money in the SUV, right? Michael immediately texted her a photo of the treasury check made out to her for $50,000 and promised a hard copy would be delivered by morning. So he's now taking a picture of that photo and be like, the government here. Honestly, that might get me because I'm like, the treasury? I know it ain't backed by gold no more, but ooh, like that's classy. It might get me. He then told Charlotte he'd be setting her an appointment with the Social Security office and to stay on the line until she received confirmation. So now he's distracting her again. She was on the phone for 6 hours. She got the whole instruction to put the money in the shoebox with the tape and all this stuff. They're keeping you busy because that is the thing about scams too, is that mm-hmm. we talk about desperation on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And desperation is something that distracts you because you have a need. You have an inherent need that you're focused on. So now you're not focused yeah. on everything else that's happening around you, right? Because you're focused on your need. Yeah. And so scammers, even if you're not in a despo mode, if you're not on the despo meter, they can distract you with a lot of shit to put you in desperation mode, because now you're not thinking clearly. You're not thinking straight. So
yeah,
he was hitting her with everything and taking up her mental attention so that she didn't have enough time to breathe. And that's why I always say on the show, you have more time than you think.
Mm-hmm.
If anything that COVID taught us was that we have so much more time out of this capitalist wheel than we think.
Yes.
Take a beat. Call a friend. Or if you don't want to call nobody, say it out loud. And if it sounds crazy, don't do it. So she's not doing that. He's hitting her up and it's like, oh, right after she drops off the money, he's like, oh, the Social Security office, like, there, you're going to get a confirmation right now. Like, he's keeping her brain busy after she's already done the goofiest thing ever.
Exactly.
He's keeping her busy, because if she wasn't busy, maybe she would have been like, stop that car, and got her money back. He's keeping her busy because he wants his bag. So then Charlotte, this is Halloween, remember? Rolling it back. Charlotte then went trick-or-treating with her son, with Michael still on speaker in her pocket.
I can't.
So he's occupying that much brain space. But while she was out, the line went dead. Panicked, Charlotte called back and a woman answered saying Michael was unavailable and that the Social Security office was closed. Charlotte finally realized the entire day had been one long high adrenaline scam, keeping you distracted, keeping your adrenaline high.
Nonsense.
She confessed everything to her husband. The husband coming back now. Because where you been, husband? Was you taking out the trash? Because you wasn't taking out the trash we need you to take out. What's going on, husband? But he's back. She confesses everything to the husband. At her parents' and her brother's urges, she calls 911 and spoke to police officers who took her statement. However, there wasn't much more they could do beyond an investigation and possibly trying to use street camera footage to find the car that picked up the money. She froze her accounts, filed reports with the FBI and the FTC, the real ones, and monitored her other activity. But for now, there's no way to get the $50,000 back. How do you, like, I know you don't like a bad scam, but how do you feel about how she got scammed? Don't say.
I love this theater. Hello, friend. I love the theater. I love the use of technology, but this is where she fucked up. If you need that $50,000 to live off of, why would you give it to them?
You're smart. You're right. She had 80.
Because if I need to take this $50,000 out, that's fine. But why am I giving it to you? Are you going to give me, are you going to start a new bank account for me and give me a card? No. So if I need the $50,000, okay, I'll take the $50,000 out of the bank. But then why would I give it to you?
But can we acknowledge the scam of privilege here that, like, they clocked her privilege. They were saying FTC and British. They were doing all the things to get a white rich woman.
As soon as they figured out how much money she had, that's when they were like, "We're gonna." I promise you, if she was in a rich lady, she wouldn't have gotten a Calvin. I think when they told me, you might have got me to the second person. But once you told me that there was like guns, like drugs in my social security number, that's where I'm like, okay, this don't make no sense.
Mm-hmm. The math not mathing.
This doesn't make the math's not mathing because no one has identifiable documents. While now, mind you, I've been somewhere where someone was stealing people's ideas and making new IDs, but that was just a bunch of different IDs. So a bunch of IDs is a bunch of IDs. So there wouldn't have just been her fake ID. It would have been multiple fake IDs. This is what all they're doing. But girl, yeah. All it is for me, it's once you get on my phone, ask me to confirm my information, I'll just go, you know what? I need to call somebody. And then I will call these organizations myself. But you cannot cold call me asking me. And people go, can we confirm your information? No, the fuck you can't. Get off my phone. I don't know who you are.
Hop off my line.
How are you confirming me and you called me? Who the fuck are you? Let me confirm you. Don't call me. Well, ma'am, I need the last 4 years social. No, the fuck you don't. Who are you? Well, ma'am, don't get upset. You called my fucking phone that I paid for. I'm going to get very upset. Who are you? The fuck? No. I worked enough customer service and I've had people do dumb shit on my phone enough to be like, well, we just need to confirm. Bitch, I don't care what you're trying to collect, trying to get. I'm not confirming nothing for you. I'm not confirming nothing for you. Fuck you. Stop
amen. It. That's the lesson. And Dulce, we always ask at the end of this podcast, where do you want to be found? What you want people to watch? Where they can find you on socials? Where do you want to be found?
I'm on Al Gore's internet. I'm on Instagram. I'm on TikTok. I'm still trying to figure it out. Threads, because no one knows what that does yet. I'm not on the artist formerly known as Twitter
what
because
is
I never
her
understood
handle?
It.
You just said I'm on. Dulce.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. It's Dulce Sloan, DulceSloan, at all of the things. It's my name everywhere because my mother did a great job naming
me. She did.
But yes, girl. But listen, I'm so glad to be here. I'm so glad to.
And pick up HelloFriend. Pick up
HelloFriends. If you're going to sell my book bootleg, make sure that to Venmo me a cut. If you're going to do crime with my book, at least let me get a piece of it because I put the work in and you didn't.
Amen. She respects a good scam. So y'all got to. But pick up HelloFriend and pick up all her things. They'll say thank you so much for being here. Love you bad.
Thank you for having me.
Scam Goddess.
This has been an Earwolf production in association with Team Coco. Scam Goddess stars and is hosted by me, Lacey Mosley, aka Scam Goddess. Our producer is Judith Cargbo. Our production coordinator is Abby Aguilar. And our audio engineer is Sam Keeper. Research for the show is done by Caitlin Brand. Stay scamin'.